Nip and Tuck, written by Kathy Lett and read by Shirley Barthelme. That's the me I like. The one who's been known to drink huge amounts of vodka and wake up stark naked in an unfamiliar nation with nipple jewellery. The me who only leaves a cocktail party when abducted or at knife point. The low-maintenance, high-value, worldly me who can say in 16 languages, "Hey buddy, I've got an extremely contagious genital disease I'd be only too happy to give you." But then, there's the other me. The other me recently rear-ended a police car because I was scrutinising my face in the rearview mirror for signs of photo-ageing. This other me's body is coated in creams thick enough to trap small domestic creatures. Cats, squirrels, passing pet mice, they're all to be found stranded and struggling on my nether regions. Honestly, of late, I've been dousing myself in a potent quotient to rival the petrochemical output of Iraq. My husband, Hugo Fraser, MD, could develop Gulf War syndrome from just one kiss. Actually, I'm terrified I'll start some toxic chain reaction by accidentally using a Revlon décolletage softener with a Clarins abdominal cellulite gel and just explode. There'll be bits of me all over the bloody room. Well, at least those beauty products will live up to their claims to stop aging in its tracks. This other me feels trapped in a body that is no longer mine, which is why I'm wheezing and panting my way to an early death on the hamster wheel of self-improvement, and why I've given up the New York Review of Books in favour of magazine articles entitled 10 Tips for Toning Thunder Thighs. This other me is backstroking up and down the pool of Narcissus at torpedo speed. This other me feels so ugly that I worry if people so much as glance at me, they'll need a cornea transplant pronto. What the hell is wrong with this woman, I hear you ask. If her brain were a toy, the box would read "batteries not included." Produced by a company called Morons R Us. I mean, why the schizophrenia? Why? Because I'm 39. That's why.